This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Center. And James, I understand you've been getting a lot of calls and questions on what forages to plant this year. What are you telling growers?
It's kind of interesting. I think folks are always looking for that perfect forage that we can plant. We think about oats, and I love oats as a forage crop. It produces a lot of forage. It's high quality, but we have to think about the nitrate issue. Sorghum Sudans produce a lot of volume. Sometimes if we let them get a little bit too mature, the quality goes down, and then we have nitrate issues and prussic acid issues. Millets, we don't have the prussic acid issues, but it's not the greatest yielder compared to a sorghum Sudan or something like that. So the bottom line is there's lots of things that will work. It comes down to availability of seed, harvesting that forage at the right maturity to make it into a quality forage to feed your livestock.
Good stuff, James. Hey, we'll have more on forages when we come back.
Hey, Twins fans, Fort Myers Beach is back. Discover the brand new Margaritaville Beach Resort, Fort Myers Beach. Escape to our beachfront paradise with the perfect blend of adventure and relaxation. Taste the tropics at our six island-inspired bars and restaurants. Dive into Fins Up Beach Club, the action-packed aquatic playground featuring a lagoon-style pool. Unwind in the laid-back luxury of your oceanfront room. Indulge yourself at St. Somewhere Spa. Margaritaville, Fort Myers Beach, the perfect escape. Check us out at MargaritavilleResorts.com.
Cattle producers, March 28th at 1 p.m. is the annual Glasso Angus Bull Sale at Sitting Bull Livestock. Featuring calving ease, carcass merit, and superior production performance, these bulls earned breed-leading EPDs and 205 day weights. Sons of Resilient, Tahoe, Magnify, Shamrock, Resource, and Glasso Sires sell. They are tested for fertility, parentage, and genetics prior to sale day. Check out GlassoAngus.com or DV Auction. Be there Thursday, March 28th at 1 p.m.
Talking forages this week with James Rogers on Ag Issues. And James, advice on hay this time of year.
We're not even out of winter yet, but spring's coming. We're going to be producing a lot of forages, either perennials or annuals, that we're going to be baling and then storing up for feed later this coming winter. And one thing I always push, and something to think about, is as those hays are coming off, get a hay test. Test the quality of that forage. It just makes things so much easier when producers come in and ask for a ration to be balanced. If I have that hay test, I can sure help you on feed cost and meeting animal nutritional requirements.
Good stuff as always, James. Thanks for that. And that brings this edition to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Margaritaville Resort on Fort Myers Beach, by the Glasso Angus Bull Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.